I believe that God is putting together an army of spiritual warriors in order to make a difference in this end time generation. An army of people just like you and me, church members, Sunday school teachers, custodians, security people. God is using everyone in His kingdom to reach out to the lost and bring them into the kingdom. I know that you want to be a part of this. God has a slot just for you. Seek His face, fast and pray, and God will reveal to you exactly what He has in mind. I know that each person is different. Each person has different gifts and different talents. Some are good at music. Others are great Bible teachers. And then there's some who just enjoy decorating the house of worship. Whatever God has for you, you will thoroughly enjoy working in the kingdom. We're going into this lesson. I'm talking about the Bible for Dummies. Scoot up your chair. In today's lesson, there are several scriptures I'm going to use, but I'm going to begin with just one verse of scripture. It's found in John chapter 14 and verse 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That seemed pretty simple to me. It's not complicated. It's not some deep theological dissertation. You know, when I bought this computer, I didn't know anything about computers. My wife showed me how to turn it on and off, so I bought me a book. You know, a book called Computers for Dummies. Have you ever seen those books on the shelf? Some are entitled Car Mechanicin' for Dummies. And then there's several other subjects that you could mention. What are we talking about when we say a book for dummies? Well, it's a book that simplifies a lot of information. It's a book that makes things easier to understand. When I read this book for dummies about my computer, they leave off all of that technological jargon, and they speak to me in words that I can cipher. I understand them. And because of this book for dummies, this dummy has eventually learned how to do some things on the computer. Well, if you have missed something in the full understanding of the gospel, you're not alone. Sometimes the most difficult thing for a person of faith to see is the big picture. The Bible is filled with passages, parables, and principles that can and does help us with everyday small things of life. We go to church each week. We hear a sermon on just a few verses out of many thousands. We spend so much of our time looking at individual trees that we can easily miss the forest that defines the big picture. With hindsight being 20/20, we can read the Old Testament accounts of the nation of Israel, and we can understand why God called them a stiff-necked people. We read examples of their behavior in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy. How many times did they fail to get it right and instead chose to behave in such a way that God's judgment was brought upon them? Time and again, following their exit from Egyptian bondage, the people disobeyed the plain teachings of God. They worshiped the calf at Sinai just a few days after witnessing God's tremendous power and bringing them out of Egypt. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.